Good evening, sir. I'm here from the government. I was told you would be expecting me. May I come in, sir? Thank you. This is a very nice place you have here. Why don't we sit down? Okay, sir. I'm a very busy woman, so let's just get right to it. I'm here for Spunk. Yes, sir. I'm here under the new laws regarding sexual and physical understanding of necessary care, or Spunk. Specifically, I'm here because of sperm. Yes, the bylaws in Spunk regarding sexual perversion and extreme regulatory methods, or sperm. Yes, sir. I am an expert when it comes to both Spunk and sperm. As you already know, according to new healthcare regulations, individuals who have been diagnosed with sexual addiction, such as yourself, are to be assigned court-appointed sexual wellness therapists whose job it is to assist them in order to help cure them of their condition. As a result, I have been assigned to assist you with your sexual needs. I am your court-appointed cock drainer. No, that's not an acronym for anything. I'm here to drain your cock. I've been looking over your file, sir, and I have to say, I'm a little concerned. If I am reading this correctly, then you have a serious medical condition that requires my expert care. I see numerous reports of lewd behavior due to sexual addiction, cases of you becoming erect in public, and even masturbating uncontrollably, which is what led you to having to appear in court. You have even claimed that your addiction to sex has caused you to miss work and has even cost you your job in the past. How terrible. You poor man. Well, don't worry. I'm here to assist you in any way I can in order to help cure you of your sexual addiction. Well, the first thing we need to do is see how often you will need to be drained in order to assess the severity of your condition. To do that, I'll simulate your erect penis with my hands, and then, after you ejaculate, we can measure how long it takes before you feel the need to be stimulated once again. From there, we'll be able to determine how often you will require my services. Yes, sir. I'll begin stroking your cock. Now, did you refrain from masturbating today, like you were instructed to? Very good. Let me just put on some rubber gloves and prepare the lotion. There we go. What was that, sir? Oh, well, it can often depend on the severity of the case. We ideally like to visit our clients once a week, but it is common for clients to require our services more often in the first few weeks of their sessions. We may have to administer these sessions twice or even three times a week in the beginning. In the most severe cases, daily cock drainings are necessary in order to regulate a client's urges, but don't worry. Such necessities are only for the most extreme cases. Now then, let's begin the procedure, shall we? How does that feel, sir? Does it feel good? I'm glad, sir. Let me know if you want me to speed up or change my grip. What was that, sir? Oh, there's no need to feel embarrassed. Remember, this is an important medical procedure. If there is something you feel you need to tell your healthcare professional, don't be afraid to do it. After all, I am here to assist you with whatever you need in order for you to ejaculate. It would help if I... do what? Dirty talk? Of course, sir. That'll be no problem at all. In fact, several of my previous clients preferred it when I talked dirty to them as I struck their cocks. In a way, dirty talking is an important part of the medical process. Yeah, you like that, baby. You like the way I stroke your cock? You like the way my tiny hand glides up and down this big, hard, throbbing cock of yours? Oh, fuck, baby. You're so big. You have the biggest cock I've ever seen. God, I love stroking big, hard cocks like yours. The way your veins pulse along the length of your shaft. So manly. Oh, I love how the head of your cock is dribbling pre-cum from me. How it drips down and onto my hands. Your balls must be so full after going a full day without masturbating. You must need to come so bad. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Spill your cum for me. Empty those balls. Do it. You deserve it. Come. Come. Are you about to come? Very good. Let me place this cup here. I'm going to need a sample for testing. There we go. Now, whenever you're ready, feel free to... Oh. Oh, my. I can't believe. That's quite the load of jizz. I mean, that was quite the sample you produced. You actually filled the cup all the way to the brim. I didn't think that was possible. Well, now that you've ejaculated, we will see how long before you need to... What the? You're still hard. What do you mean, that's normal for you? This wasn't in your file. This is very serious. No, sir. We can't move on with this procedure unless you are fully drained. I'm afraid in order for this to work, we'll have to take more drastic measures. Well, if my hand wasn't enough to drain you of all your excess cum, I'm afraid I'm going to have to use my mouth. Yes, sir, and I do apologize for the inconvenience, but this is not only for your health, but as your court-appointed drainer, I am legally required to suck your cock until you come for me again. I hope you understand. Wow. You really have a big cock. My jaw is just... Oh, right. The dirty talk. Oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. I love wrapping my lips around this huge fucking cock of yours. Oh. It's so big. And it feels so good in my mouth. I just love looking up and down this veiny shaft of yours. How about your balls? Do you want me to suck these big, heavy balls of yours? Maybe I can suck the cum out of them. Your balls taste so good. Do you like it when I caress the head of your cock with my tongue? It's so big and plump, and it drips all that tasty pre-cum. Let me dart my tongue in and out of your slit. I want to lap up as much pre-cum as I can. So good. Are you going to come soon? Let me know before. Oh! Oh, wow. That was a mouthful. Guess I'm skipping dinner tonight. Now then, let's just see how long it takes for you to... Oh, are you kidding me? You're still hard. Is it me? Are my services not good enough? You say this is just how it is for you? Well, I must say, I've never seen a case of sexual addiction this severe. I'm afraid we're going to have to use some extreme methods if we are going to treat you. There's no two ways about this. You're going to have to fuck my pussy. Yes, I know this may seem unorthodox, but trust me, I am a medical professional, and I assure you, this is the best course of action to treat your condition. So, lie back and relax as I straddle you and bounce up and down on this big hard cock of yours. For your health. Oh, yes. Fuck. That feels so good. I love a big hard cock inside my warm, wet cunt. Is the dirty talk adequate enough for you? Yes? Okay. Oh, that's it. Thrust that huge fucking dick of yours deep inside my pussy. Here, let me pull my tits out. Do you like that? Suck my titties as you pound your cock in and out of me. That's it. Oh, fuck. It feels so good to get my tits sucked. Fuck. Is my pussy tight enough for you? I bet you love a nice, tight pussy wrapped around your aching cock. And my pussy is extra tight just for you. I want your cock so bad. My pussy doesn't want to let go. I want to keep fucking me. Keep pounding away at my cunt until you come inside of me. Yes, I'm serious. It's the only way I can guarantee that you'll go soft on me. For the sake of your health, you need to pump every drop of cum inside my hot, wet cunt. Yes, fuck me. Fuck my dripping wet cunt. Come inside of me. Do it. Fuck. Oh my god. Shoot your cum in me. Fill my belly up. Oh shit. Oh. Wow. That was a lot of cum. Well, it looks like your cock has finally gone down. Thank goodness. I must say, this may be the most extreme case of sexual addiction I have ever seen. This goes far beyond daily stroking. I'm afraid you will need multiple cock trainings a day in order to curb your libido, and not just hand stimulation. Oral and even vaginal intercourse will be necessary. I'm afraid we have no choice. I will have to petition the court for them to allow me to become your live-in cock trainer. Yes, you will need round-the-clock service consisting of handjobs, blowjobs, and repeated fucking of my pussy. Just so that we can stem the tide of your raging hormones. Yes, I understand, sir. Such constant care will make it impossible for you to hold a job. As a result, in accordance with our new healthcare regulations, the government will be paying your rent, as well as for your food, utilities, and any other necessities you require, until you are considered well enough to return to work. How long will it take? Well, I'm afraid it may take months, even years, before we will be able to cure you of your condition. I know this might be quite a shock, sir, but I want you to know that I'll do everything in our power to help get you through this. Please, stay strong, sir. Oh my. I see you're already becoming a wreck again. I suppose I'll have to begin treating you immediately. So, what will it be, sir? Hand? Mouth?